Green with this week's Flick Pick. This past weekend, I watched a movie called Miss Sloan, thanks to Netflix. No, I didn't stream it. I still get physical discs in the mail. Can you believe they still offer that? Anyway, Miss Sloan is a political thriller that came out last year. I wanted to see it when it was in theaters, but I blinked and then it was gone. So yes, this movie bombed. Thanks to the magic of DVD, though, I checked it out Saturday, and it was a bit of a disappointment. Miss Sloan stars Jessica Chastain as, you guessed it, Miss Sloan. Elizabeth Sloan, to be more specific. She's a Washington lobbyist who uses somewhat questionable tactics to convince members of Congress to vote her way on whatever cause she's been hired to represent. In this movie, Sloan has been hired to try to get a gun background check bill approved. So yes, she's apparently one of those evil liberals, and she's on a mission that is a complete waste of time. This movie is bookended with scenes of Sloan testifying before a congressional committee about her possible misdeeds while trying to get the gun bill passed. So, most of the film is actually a flashback to what Sloan did earlier. It treads the line of legality most of the time, but never forget one thing while watching Miss Sloan. Whatever you think is going on, this character is always one step ahead of you. In fact, she says as much toward the beginning of the movie. So anyway, this character is a genius. Miss Sloan seems like it must have been written by Aaron Sorkin, but actually it wasn't, which is kind of a surprise to me. It is filled with a bunch of snappy dialogue said very fast, in particular by our lead character. Jessica Chastain, of whom I am a fan, plays the character well, making her supremely confident, capable, and also kind of annoying. You ever have to deal with someone who's a know-it-all and talks super fast and won't shut up? That's Miss Sloan in this movie. Still, it's an interesting character. I have a little trouble with movies about Washington because I don't know whether they are actually depicting what happens in the nation's capital in a realistic manner. I mean, in this movie, for example, they're trying to get a gun control bill passed and are actually close to pulling it off, so come on. That's totally unrealistic. But I wonder about the secret meetings and parking garages and power-broking congressmen who can be brought down. That happens in Miss Sloan. In fact, in this movie, there is one congressman who has to vote a certain way on the gun bill because he's on record as saying he would. Is this movie trying to imply that a politician's promise actually has consequences? Because we all know that they don't. This guy would get reelected no matter what he did. I find this movie a little hard to swallow. This film is a bit too naive, and having a strong main character just isn't enough to save it. The things that happen in Miss Sloan, apart from Miss Sloan herself, are sort of a blur to me. John Lithgow is there as a congressman who gets brought down in a very public way that wouldn't really happen. Also, Sam Waterston's in the movie playing a character with a conscience who actually follows ethics rules. Come on. Miss Sloan was too far-fetched and preachy to be believable. Jessica Chastain is good, but you can see her be good in other things that are much better than this movie. You should skip it. I give Miss Sloan a 2 out of 5 for this week's Flick Pick.